With your latest news, I'm April Cummings. Is Cayman on the so-called blacklist of jurisdictions the European Union has deemed uncooperative for tax purposes? Well, we don't know that officially until the 18th of the month. But word leaked this week that Cayman would be on that list, in spite of months and years of making legislative changes to avoid that very thing. Former Cayman Finance Chair Tony Travers tells Radio Cayman this day was bound to come.
There are a great number of us in the private sector, myself included, who predicted this outcome with absolute clarity. In fact, I've written about it extensively. The problem with the policy of appeasement adopted by the Cayman Islands government is, as I said before, you cannot appease an alligator. If you give it a leg, it simply comes back for your other leg. It doesn't turn it into a vegetarian.
Mr. Travers says while Cayman has been operating in good faith, that is not the case for the EU.
And what the Cayman Island government have not understood is the level of deceit that the European Union have brought to these discussions from the very beginning. The EU agenda is to put the Cayman Islands and low-tax and no-tax jurisdictions out of business. So whatever legislation the Cayman Islands enacts, and most of that legislation, let us understand, is not a global standard. Most of the legislation has been specifically designed by the EU and the OECD to target small financial centers such as ourselves.
Mr. Travers also says the fact that the information was apparently leaked to the media in advance of the decision further demonstrates the intent of the EU. So what is the fallout? Well, he isn't as concerned about losing the amount of business coming from EU countries, saying that we were bound to lose that anyway. What he says he is concerned about is the overall reputational damage of being on a blacklist. And he says that is what the islands needs to concentrate on combating. The Cayman Islands government, with support from Cayman Finance, has developed online learning modules related to anti-money laundering, countering terrorist financing, and countering proliferation financing. Radio Cayman's Felicia Rankin-Solens has more.
The Cayman Islands is under a one-year observation period by the Caribbean Financial Action Task Force to show improvements in money laundering and financing. Deputy National Coordinator for the Anti-Money Laundering Steering Group, Justine Plenkowicz, explains how the AML online learning platform will help.
It's very difficult for companies to provide training, for example, to all of their employees, and it's difficult for knowledge about these issues to be spread amongst organizations. And sometimes it's very costly for people to send people on training. These online modules basically will be available on demand. They're free. They're available to anyone who signs up. They can do it on their own time, at their own pace. An organization can sign up. There's no limit to the amount of employees that an organization can sign up. It's really flexible.
The modules are voiced over PowerPoint presentations done by different people from government and other agencies, including private sector.
And they are on different topics relating to money laundering, terrorist financing, and proliferation financing, which is the financing of weapons of mass destruction. Of all the lessons, we've divided them into three different modules. So the first module, which there are four courses, and that's a module on the introduction to financial crime. Then we have another module, which is called the institutional structure in the Cayman Islands, and that basically describes the roles of all of the agencies to tackle financial crime. And then we have a last module that is an overview of legislation.
AML online learning is designed for those in relevant areas of the workforce.
They're available to anyone who works in either in a financial institution or in a designated business or professional service. So, for example, lawyers, accountants, jewelry stores. So anyone basically who is required to comply with the anti-money laundering regulations.
Those who have completed the modules can then participate in a quiz to test their knowledge. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Felicia Rankin-Solens.
New modules will be added to the learning platform with the next topics including filing of suspicious activity reports, risk from the legal profession, risks from the accounting profession, and from legal persons and arrangements. In other local news,
some see this as just a building, but for us, as the Red Cross, we see this as the embodiment of community support and volunteerism.
Red Cross Director John Doe Obi at the ribbon-cutting ceremony Wednesday for the renovated and refurbished headquarters of the Cayman Islands Red Cross. The headquarters provide a hurricane shelter, a thrift shop, as well as community outreach programs. Managing Director Richard McMillan says the 30-year-old headquarters were in dire need of modernization.
We needed to bring it up to current building code for fire, electrical, and plumbing. Our shelter wasn't to current hurricane rating standards. We didn't have adequate facilities to provide what we thought was safe and humane refuge during an emergency. And most importantly, our shelter was not accessible to persons with disabilities.
Home Affairs Minister, the Honorable Tar Rivers, says the shelter is now a flagship emergency relief center.
The Cayman Islands Red Cross has a long history of providing essential services and support to our islands through some of the toughest times. For 30 years, the Red Cross has been and continues to be a key stakeholder in the government's national disaster management strategy, and our investment in this project demonstrates our commitment to continued collaboration with the Red Cross in the interest of public safety.
And among the sponsors, supporters, volunteers, and staff on hand, Cayman Islands Red Cross founding committee member, Jana Lee Clifford.
When we met, it was one little tiny building in one little room, and not even any paint or anything on it yet, when we got this first building started.
And how pleased are you to see it come from something so small to something so big?
Very, very. It's gone a long way.
A private K-12 Christian school on Walker's Road gets a weak rating by a recent team of inspectors from the Office of Education Standards. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller has more.
Calvary Baptist Christian Academy opened in September 2017. During the inspection, there were 76 students on roll spanning 4 to 18 years in range. The January dated report shows that the Office of Education Standards judged the school to be weak. The school had two good judgments, though, which were student behavior for learning and links with parents. However, the majority of inspection judgments were judged to be weak, including attainment in English in both the elementary and higher phases, and in mathematics and science across all phases, in progress in mathematics at kindergarten, and in science across all phases, teaching, students learning, the curriculum, leader self-evaluation, and improvement. The OES report makes several recommendations on how the school can work to better the grading. You can find the full report on the Radio Cayman Facebook page. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
There will be a follow-through inspection within 6 months, and the school will continue to be inspected on a regular basis until all aspects of performance are judged to be at least satisfactory. On Wednesday, visiting violin and cellist Christine and Margarita Blanis hosted a masterclass for Cayman Arts Festival string students at John Gray High School. The guest performers delighted the young ones with pieces by Vivaldi, by ABBA, and the famous Por Una Cabeza from the movie Scent of a Woman. After Q&As, the highlight of the musical hour happened when the students and Latvian artists played as one string ensemble. Cayman Arts Festival is hosting a concert with the Balanis this evening at the Agape Family Worship Center at 7 p.m. That is your latest local news. From Radio Cayman's newsroom, I'm April Cummings.